8:49 back on KYMN in the morning, joined now by our pal, Michael Johnson, the executive director of the Northfield Arts Guild. Hey, what's going on, man?
Good to be here.
Yeah, it's good to see you. It's good to have you here.
Happy belated Father's Day, too.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that very much. You're not a father. Are you a father?
No. Just have lots of plans.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know what?
I can barely keep those alive. So.
This can count. Like, you know, especially if you name them and you talk to them
yeah.
and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Cat, dog, anything? Nope.
Nope.
Nope. All
nope.
right.
Nope.
All right. Just a highly talented painter with a lot of plants.
Yeah.
Not just, but you know. There it is. Well, what's going on over at the North Guild Arts Guild right now?
Yeah, I'll start with just this week. Well, actually, I'll back up and say it's Pauline's second year anniversary with the guild. She's not able to be here today, but 2 years in nonprofit world is like two decades. So
yeah, congratulations,
she's
Pauline.
Fabulous part of our team.
And thank you for all the amazing work that you've done.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
We just came off a fun Star Trek weekend. I wasn't able to go to that show. Were you able to tune in?
I
we have two more coming up this
that's
summer.
Good because I need to go check one of these things out. I love improv comedy.
We're bringing improv to the guild. But I'll kick off with some visual art stuff.
Okay.
So we've got a new show going up just today. Did you get a chance to see our high school honor show?
Did.
It was so good. We had 28 kids. A lot of those folks sold art for the first time.
Yeah.
Made over like $3,000 for those.
Yeah,
wow. It was awesome.
That is so cool.
Sad to see that down, but we've got Rocky Casillas, who's installing his work as we speak. And Rocky, for those who aren't familiar, is a local cartoonist.
Yeah.
You might notice his stuff on the streets around downtown.
Yeah.
Really bright, colorful.
The water grates.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
And so this show is all focused on mostly mental health themes. It's Pride Month, but it's also Men's Mental Health Month.
Wow. Oh.
And Rocky's been doing comics for like the past 5 years. That's like all he's doing these days. So it's his first solo exhibition. We're going to be doing an opening for him this Thursday from 6 to 8, including a gallery talk. So please come out to support him. It'll be up for a month. And then on that same comics theme, we've got Stephanie Cox upstairs in our Up Gallery. Who's the show's already up, but we're going to celebrate her with a Friday opening from 5 to 7 and another gallery talk for that show at 5. So please come out and support both of those artists. Her work is actually about a New Orleans maiden. So historical theme. She's a French lecturer at Carleton. And so there's it's well-researched. And it's also just another fabulous visual arts comics show. And then this week at the Guild, we actually have a free art camp. So today, 1 to 3, as well as tomorrow and Friday, folks can come down in our lower level classroom and just get their hands dirty. No cost, just drop in and play with some art supplies. And then next week, we've got a youth art camp. So this is going to be our first visual art camp for a full week. And we've got another set in July and August. But
okay, so
should I back up?
Well,
there's a lot.
Yeah, I've got a lot of questions to ask. But first of all, the free art camp this week, that's for the grown-ups.
For all ages.
Okay.
Yeah, like yesterday we had some parents and their kids show up and just meant to.
So if I've been like missing my my preschool days of finger painting, could I come down and do that?
It's so therapeutic, you know.
It really almost has to be.
I might take a break and go down there.
you should, right? Any type of creative expression is always great.
Absolutely.
But man, if I can reclaim my 4-year-old mastery of a chicken with the chicken pox as a finger painter, man, I mean, why wouldn't I want to try that?
I dare you to come. We'll see what you create.
Okay. Challenge accepted.
Bring your lunch there and just hang out.
And the other thing I want to say is, you know, I'm a proud comics nerd. I love the comics. And
I grew up with X-Men. That was my comic.
See, I was a Marvel guy all over the place. X-Men were my favorites. I love that the medium has now been sort of embraced as an art form more than it was in the 80s when I was super big into comics.
Totally.
You know? And Rocky Casillas, he and I have traded some emails. We've tried to get him onto the morning show in the past, but his work schedule just does not allow for morning radio. So I got to meet him for the first time last week. What a great guy.
Yeah.
Just a good
human energy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I love that you got all that stuff going on.
And comics is such a relatable medium, especially for young people. I mean, it's with the technology advancement, like not anybody, but you can really be a self-taught comic artist. And with, you know, iPads these days, you can draw and turn it into animation.
Yep.
And
yep. We have a young man here named Will Sherman, who does a lot of voice work for us and does a little production work too. And he is an aspiring comic artist. And I mean, the stuff he does, I mean, it's all computer animated or computer generated stuff, but it's amazing.
Yeah. And I'm glad you brought that up, because so Stephanie Cox and Rocky have come together and they have a comics meetup. So if you are listening and you're an aspiring drawer, you know, any kind of interest in comics, I don't know the next one, but they have a Facebook page. So stay tuned for future meetups, because awesome. They like give critique of each other's work and you can just, you know, learn so much, and they've collaborated in the past. And so it's fun to be able to have them both in our building at the same time.
That's super cool. We've got some great comic book minds in this town too, between them and Ben Percy. It's great.
And we have a couple other comic artists at our 411 Water Street studio space. So I know we've talked a lot about that space in the past. We are now open Saturday mornings 9 to 1 during the farmer's market. Yeah. So, you know, it's just along Water Street near the water, riverfront. So please come out and check that out. We've got 14 artists in that space. In addition to their studios, there's a gallery. So now you can actually see some of their works on the wall, purchase the works if you'd like. And we'll continue to do that throughout the summer.
I haven't made it over to Riverwalk Market Fair yet. I did for 5 minutes. But that space is conveniently close to Martha's.
Yes. So,
which is where I always make my first stop.
And they're only open like twice a week, right?
So. Martha's is open on Fridays and Saturdays, right? Yeah. So I've been really wanting to come and see that space too. Do you have any vacancies in there right now? Are you full? What's the situation?
No, but we're working on, we've got 36 lockers. So okay. I've got my hands busy trying to figure out a way to get even more folks space to drop in. It's just such a nice space. It's such a calm, relaxing place.
And it's not expensive for an artist to have space there, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. I love that.
Thanks to the partnership with the city. I have to shout that out, because it wouldn't be possible without them. And we're really thankful to be able to be in there for at least 2 years, hopefully a little bit more.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I love that you and the city have come together for this. That's just fantastic. All right, what else we...
You're probably familiar with our Young People's Theater Workshop.
Absolutely.
I know we had Ben Wong in town celebrating his career, and so that started last week, and it's a three-week program, and this is our first session. We'll have another one in July, but... For those that aren't familiar, this is a chance for kids as young as third grade to work with their peers to create, plays from scratch, essentially.
Man.
So you have a chance to actually see the works next week. So the third week is always when they perform for the public.
Yeah.
And this is going to be at the Northfield Middle School. So next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:30, and then Friday at 10 a.m. Yeah. So you'll be able to see, I believe it's like 4 or 5 cohorts of kids perform their pieces back to the community.
That is fantastic. Any chance to expose young people to theater is a... I was a theater geek.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's so important. There's so much you can take as a young person being a part of a show and doing theater, whether you're doing the tech side, if you're on stage, whatever it is, if you're building sets. It is such an amazingly fun experience, and it's something you hang on to for your whole life.
And I did a theater camp as a kid once, and it was terrifying. So give these kids a lot of credit for building up the courage to put themselves on stage and come out of their shell.
I'm
super proud of them.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then on the performing arts side again, so I mentioned Star Trek last weekend. Yeah. We have another one of those coming in July and August, and those are improv comedy shows. We've also got some auditions coming up for Forbidden Broadway. So we're super grateful to have Mickey Morstead, who grew up, speaking of kids growing up in our theater program, he's back in town as a director. So auditions for that show will be June 29th and 30th at 6:30 at the Guild in our downtown space. And if you want to audition, go online and sign up on our theater tab page. And then we've also got Flora and Ulysses. So this was wrapping up our 65th season at the Guild.
Okay.
And Patsy Dew is the director. She's a longtime, you know, Guild member and former program director at the Guild.
Yep.
So she'll be directing. And for those that aren't familiar with that performance, this is actually based on a book by Kate DiCamillo.
Yeah.
And a lot of folks have gone to her, book openings at Content. She's a Minnesota-based author.
Mm-hmm.
So really grateful to be able to bring that to stage. And this is a super fun show. It's, imagine a squirrel in a vacuum cleaner getting into it. That's like really how the show starts. I have not read the book or seen it before, but I'm excited. And that starts on July 11th through the 20th. And tickets are available at our website, also at the Guild Downtown Space. Yeah, and super excited to be able to continue the programming. It's a busy time of year.
Yeah, well, this is prime time for you guys. Michael, how long have you been at the Guild? Is it 3 years, 4 years?
Less than Pauline. So I'm approaching two in September.
You're kidding. Is that? It just feels like, I mean, you guys have done so much in such a short amount of time. The Guild has always been a jewel for Northfield, but things feel a little rejuvenated over there. And you guys are doing good work over there. So thanks.
Takes a village.
Amen, my brother. All right. Amen. All right. Anything else we need to know about things happening over there? If I wanted to become a member of the Northfield Arts Guild, Michael, how would I do that?
I love that. So membership now starts at $1. We opened that up because we just want to be that inclusive.
Wow.
And obviously we appreciate much more than that. But we want to also be able to, you know, be that place that can be a creative home for everyone. So go to our website, drop by the Guild, like I said. And actually our fiscal year is really unique. We end in August.
Okay.
So we would love to be able to have your support.
Yeah.
You know, we operate on a very, very lean budget with three spaces to manage and a staff that really needs, you know, support. So appreciate
it. Right. Almost every arts organization has a lean budget, but you know, what you guys are able
to do.
Exactly right. What you guys are able to do, that's fantastic. So NorthfieldArtsGuild.org. NorthfieldArtsGuild.org.
Exactly.
All right, cool. Michael, thanks for being here. We always love when you come in.
Take care.
All right. And that's going to do it for today's edition.